Time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA. We just got done with the girls' game where Jonathan West has now won 11 straight games against the Lady Eagles. But things are a little bit different here on the other side for the boys' court. It is a six-game losing streak for the Jonathan West boys against the Axel Eagle boys. This has just been a one-sided battle the last couple of years. Last time won here for Jonathan West in 2021, of a score of 46-37, but they have not been able to win since. Actually, won both games last year, 49-42 and 53-25. Actually, Eagles coming off full momentum off of their big TBL title, their big TBL championship win. They've now won three straight in a row. It's the Eagles team. They've had back-to-back 20-plus win seasons. They come off of their best win total season. It was just a great year these last couple of years for this Eagles team, and they've only gotten better as this year has gotten on. So that being said, we get on here with our starting lineups, and both teams here again, Jonathan West Mustangs, head coached by Derek Shelton. This is his second year. He's 7-27, but to tell you what, he's doing a great job of getting this team in week in and week out. They might only have three wins, but I will tell you this, this is one of the better or best three-win teams you will see, especially a team that comes from the TBL. This is a team that can compete in probably a lot of other small leagues, but again, it is just nip and tuck in a league like this. They are 3-9 on the overall, 0-4 in the league. For the Axel Eagles, head coach by Jason Tynan, 9-1 on the season, and 3-0 in TBL, just one of three teams that are still undefeated in TBL for the boys' side. For the Axel Eagles, their starters, actually, here first for the Dolphin West boys, Cooper Eberle, number one, who's averaging 8.8 points per game, 5.3 rebounds per game. Number three, Coulter Peterson, the 5'1 junior, is averaging 13 points a game, 2 rebounds a game. Number four, Kelby Windmeyer, the 6'1 senior, is averaging 7.7 points per game, 6.1 rebounds a game. Mike Lowers, the 6'1 senior, number 10. And number 11, Hudson Penny, the 5'9 senior. As for the Axel Eagles, number 35, Eli Brockstrom. He actually is the only Eagle here who got onto that all-TBL tournament team. So not all-TBL team. This is an all-TBL tournament team that just came out a few hours ago, just an hour before this game time. Just a compiling of all the best players from that TBL tournament. Eli Brockstrom, he got credited with a first. Or actually, excuse me, it's Brandon Schmusley who got credited with the first. My bad, is Brandon Schmusley got credited with the first. Shaughnessy, he got credited with the second. Logan Sandman, he got credited for the second as well. But Brockstrom, let me tell you, he's a player who I think had one of the best performances out there, especially from the three-point line. He's one of the starters here. Again, number 35, number 25 for Schmusley, number 12, Wyatt Detweiler, number 2, Landon Schmitz, and number 34, Logan Sandman. He was on that second TBL team, tournament team, as he is here on the tip-off. And as we get started, 32 minutes of basketball action, four quarters all together. Let's get going on 92.1 KMZA. Michael Albers on the far side of the court. The near side here, Sandman, the 6'5" senior, wins it for the Eagles on the tip-off, and they will start here with the ball. It's Axel. Axel, who are on a seven-game winning streak right now. They have yet to lose against a school in their classification this season. Eli Brockstrom starts this game off from the three-point line. On the left side wing, it's 3-0. 7:38 to start, left to go in this first quarter. Coulter Peterson off to the left side here to Eberle. Eberle inside, the drive by Windmeyer, and it will be rebounded on the ground by Detweiler. But Detweiler loses the ball as he rebounds it, and that will be the first turnover of the game here against the Axel Eagles. First points, first board, and first turnover, all for Axel. We'll see what Jonathan West can do here first for themselves. Eberle on the baseline, trying to pass to Albers. The ball gets knocked out of bounds. Good man-to-man pressure. And let me tell you, No team really plays better man-to-man in the TVL than this Axel team. We saw it at the in the TVL championship game against Hanover. We saw it when they played Centralia. They just play on-the-ball defense, and here another steal. Great coordination from Brockstrom and Sandman. Sandman, who will get credited with the steal as he's the last one there to hold it truly for the possession. Brockstrom just threw it back inside. But as soon as the Eagles get it back down the court, they turn it back over. The Eagles have now had back-to-back turnovers down the court. Mustangs looking to try to take advantage of this one. Driving, kicking out to the corner to Eberle. Once again, Eberle gets fouled, and he'll go up and shoot through from the line. And tell you what, Eberle, in the time I was seeing him at the TVL tournament, the two games I caught here for the Mustangs, in both of those games, he hit 3 3-point shots. He was just absolutely great. He went 3 of 6 from threes against Onega, his entirety of 9 points in that big win of 55-42. But let me tell you, he's a kid. If you can get him that 3-point shot and if he's open for it, he will not hesitate to take it. Hudson Pang with it. Now Coulter Peterson, and Peterson, he drains the three to tie it at 3-all. 6:36 left to go in this first quarter. Both teams have splashed threes. Both teams are 1 for 1 from around the arc as well. Schmitz, Schmezley, Brockstrom, excuse me, Sandman, who drives the baseline. The ball loose on the ground. It will be officially rebounded by Brockstrom. And Brockstrom with the board and the drive on the baseline for 2. And that puts these Eagles back up by 2, 5-3, 3-point shot from the corner. Cooper Eberle. And I was just talking about how great of a 3-point shot he is. And now the Mustangs take the lead of 1, 6-5. Sandman driving inside, losing the ball, stolen by Windmeyer. Third turnover of the game by the Eagles. Hudson Penny with it. Passes left to Eberle to Peterson on the corner. He's trapped. Now he drives up to the elbow to Eberle. Eberle does not hesitate. The shot goes off. They're going to get a foul on the ground against Michael Albers. It is now the second foul against Donovan West here. First foul against Albers. Excuse me, team first for Donovan West. So both teams have a, both teams with just one foul each. Albers, he's got one, and Brandon Schmezley for the Eagles, he has one as well. Schmezley, he throws it inbounds to Detweiler. Detweiler, who takes it down the court. Eagles trying to look to retake the lead here. They trail by 1-6-5, 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Detweiler inside. Schmezley looking to his right. Schmezley has 16 points in that TVL championship game. Brockstrom screened off for the three-pointer off the left side of the rim. It is rebounded by Kelby Windmeyer. Peterson firing off to his right to Penny. Penny screened pick and roll at the top of the perimeter. He looks left. Now fires left. Nearly turned over. Peterson falling on the ground. Detweiler half court near steal. And Schmezley gets his hand on it. Brockstrom comes down with it. That's his first steal of the game. And then Detweiler, excuse me, Schmitz goes in for 2. Schmitz, he had 8 points in the TVL championship. He had none on the night before. He is just one of those spark plug players. You can come in at the right times, but even if he's not getting points on the board, I promise you there's assists, steals, rebounds. He's putting something else there on the stat keeper sheet. Eagles retake the lead, 7-6 after the last bucket there by Schmitz. It's Donovan West with the ball. They trail by 1. 4:39 left to go in the opening quarter. Pass inside, half court to Coulter Peterson. Peterson in front of him. He crosses, goes left, now looks right. He dribbles that way. He gets it out to Hudson Penny. Penny inside on the cut to the block to Eberle, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds. It will stay White's ball. So far, Donovan West Mustangs, all of their points off the three-point shot. 1 from Peterson, 1 from Eberle. Peterson started the scoring. Eberle continued. Dustin Dietrich is now in the game for the Mustangs. Near side corner, 3-point shot. Penny misses. It's short of the net. Schmezley boards it and takes it down the court. Schmezley to his left, calling Shaughnessy. Fakes left, and he pump fakes again. This time throws it inside underneath, trying to go to Sandman. And it looks like we're going to get a jump ball on the ground. And that's going to look to be another turnover. That'll be a turnover against the Eagles. Colin Shaughnessy. He had an open shot from the top left. He pump faked it, stayed a step to the right. Could have taken an inside jumper from the elbow, but he pumped that one again, threw it inside, and then the jump ball. Trying to get down the court, Filter Peterson could not get the layup to go in. Brockman rebounds it down the court. Shaughnessy, there he goes. Now he gets on the board. 3-point lead, 9-6, 3:47 to go. Shaughnessy gets his first 2 points. Coulter Peterson, one-on-one against Schmezgely. He breaks it down the court. He takes a fadeaway from the free throw line, and it splashes in. Ricochets off the back of the ring. It's now just back to a one-point game, 9-8. Inside drive for Sandman, one-on-one against Windmeyer, and he wins it. Sandman with his first 2 points of the game. Eagles now up 11-8. 3:14 to go in this first quarter. Drive by Veach as the ball goes out of bounds. Michael Abbers comes in here as substitution. The score table now just finally putting that score of 11 on the official scoreboard here, so it is officially 11-8. Everly gets fouled underneath the basket. He will have to go up and shoot as soon as the foul occurred before the shot. That is the third foul of this first quarter against the Eagles. Second foul gets Landon Schmitz, the 5'10 junior. Hudson Petty, the 5'9 senior, who's throwing it underneath the baseline. He looks right. He finds Veach. Veach driving up inside the wing into the elbow. 3-point shot by Coulter Peterson. Off the rim, rebounded by Colin Shaughnessy. Down the court, Schmezgely to Schmitz. Detweiler back to Shaughnessy. Up at the top of the nail, inside the lane, in the paint, kick out. Shaughnessy three, in and out of the rim. It bangs, and then it's on the ground. Shaughnessy gets his own rebound and goes up with it. Shaughnessy has now had back-to-back rebounds here, or layups for the Eagles on his last two, on his last four straight points. Coulter Peterson to Hudson Petty. Veach sinks the three, bounces baseline on an angle, and now the ball will get stolen away by Detweiler. Detweiler throwing it all the way down the court to Shaughnessy, and Shaughnessy finishes again. Shaughnessy, who's all over the board inside the paint, he's had three straight layups from the right stripe. Everly attacking 1-on-1 against Sandman, loses it, and then Sandman collects the board. The Eagles now have their largest lead of 7, 15-8. Shaughnessy driving inside. Now he tries the left lane, and that one works too. And now we're going to get our first timeout taken by Derek Shelton of Northwest Mustangs. As they've allowed the Eagles to now score 8 straight, they're down 17-8. We're back in 60 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA. The Eagles lead 17-8.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Veach trying to finish to the rim. Heinen gets the rebound for the Eagles. Now Brockman passing to his left side, back up to Brockman, top of the free throw line, driving here, nice inside cut and step from Schmezgely. He gets fouled on his way to the rim, and they're going to say the foul happened on the ground. Detweiler will throw it in for the Eagles as they're up by 9, 17-8. Shaughnessy, 3-point shot up and off the rim. rebound by Michael Albert, his first of the game. Beach and, well, the crowd yelled travel, and that would be the approximation. It will be the fourth turnover for the Mustangs in this quarter. Both teams with four turnovers each to begin this game. Just a minute and 6 seconds left in the first. Eagles up 17-8. They have the ball. Schmezley, Heiden, inside from Shaughnessy, back to Schmezley. Now to Detweiler, inside drive. Schmezley kicks out to the top. Detweiler back to Shaughnessy, skipping across the court from the wing. The three from Schmezley, and he could not go in. Rebound by Kelby Widmeyer. Peterson down the court on the wing is Eberle. Eberle driving with his left hand up to the top, down to Widmeyer. Widmeyer inside to Veach. Veach on the baseline, back doors it behind him, back to Eberle. Eberle on the corner, now Veach to three, and he misses. Detweiler gets his second board of the quarter. Inside pass, Brockstrom. Schmitz with the assist. Brockstrom with 7 points here in this quarter. 19-8, leading by 11. Their largest lead is the Eagles. They have finally gotten things rolling. Peterson gets a screen to take what looks like the final shot of the quarter, and he misses. As Shaughnessy picks up the final board of the quarter, he finishes that first quarter with 8 points and 3 boards. What an incredible first for the 6 foot junior and second team all league returner, Akon Shaughnessy. We're back in 60 seconds. The Eagles up 19-8 to start here in a TVO brawl.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second quarter here. Axel Eagles up 19-8 with an 11-point lead here, their largest lead on the night. We've had two lead changes so far in this game. Last one going to the Eagles. The last time the score was close was 9-8. Eagles up just by one, but they managed to score 10 straight. Credit there with the 8 straight points from Colin Shaughnessy. Nearly 8 straight, at least. As Shaughnessy has the ball again, now he throws it down to the corner to Detweiler. Back to Detweiler. He pump fakes the three. Now he's going through that triple option. He gets to Schmezley inside. Now underneath, Sandman corrals his own rebound, gets it back out to Schmezley, and now Schmezley goes in for two. That's his first points of the game. Schmezley, he had 16 points in that TVL championship matchup. He was an absolutely incredible player, just a dog all around the court. Peterson throwing to the left corner to Petty. Petty driving up to the top of the perimeter. Eberle. Eberle shoots the three, and it's nothing but net for Cooper Eberle. And, okay, I was just checking what they were blowing the whistles for. The net got knotted after the three, so they had to do a quick whistle blow. And Schmezley, well, with that incredible vertical, he just hopped off the ground like it was nothing and recorrected the net. It's now just a 10-point game, 21-11. Eagles still lead by 10. They have the ball with 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Schmezley wide open for three. And that one goes through the back of the net, and the net gets knotted once again. Something about that three-point shot just keeps messing up the net. That time, Schmezley, instead of fixing the net, well, he was the reason why it got knotted up. 24-11, up by 13 now is the Eels, their largest lead. 24-11, 6:48 to go in the second quarter. Peterson breaking some ankles on the court and then loses the ball. Rockshaman gets a steal, and now a near dunk by Sandman. And he missed, and that ball went out of bounds. I said as a joke on my TVL championship for that postgame show for the Eagles, I said, really, I have no complaints for these Eagles other than, well, you didn't give me a dunk to work with. I told that to assistant coach James Shaughnessy, and he had a laugh there for the Eagles. Is the Eagles the last two games I've called before that? It was Sandman as well as Schmejli who had dunks. Peterson underneath misses the shot, rebounded by Eli Brockshaman down the court now. Inside pass, trying to go up with it, Schmejli, and then he gets boxed out by Eberle. Great box out down low by the 6'1 senior as he takes it down the court. 64-11. It's the Mustangs who are still trailing here. And now they turn the ball over. That is the sixth of the game. 6:02 left to go in the first half, 24-11. Eagles substitute Joe Liebarger in. Liebarger, who averages nearly 2 points a game, 2.6 rebounds per game. He's a great shooter as well as just a defensive player. He's a good spark plug sophomore sitting at 5'10". He's also got over 10 assists on the year, over 5 steals. To the right, to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy driving inside the lane, and he will be fouled. He will go up and shoot 2. Colin Shaughnessy. Colin, who's got here 8 points already on the game. Excuse me, they're going to say Liebarger. Well, now the referees here, they're going to change that call. They're going to say the shot did not go up before the foul, so they're going to reset it in out of bounds here for the Eagles. Inside to Brockshaman, and Brockshaman puts up the 2 anyway from the short corner. Now a 15-point lead for Axel, 26-11, 5:36 to go in the second quarter. Eberle to Veach. Veach, who's also a really great 3-point shooter as well as a driver inside the lane, and you can get him going. Just a quick off-the-bench player here for the Mustangs. Eberle, behind it, back to Veach. Veach driving inside against Shaughnessy, and Shaughnessy, like candy from a baby, just takes it right from him. And now Shaughnessy open for 3, and he's just going to take this 1, and it's nothing but net. Shaughnessy drains it, and he's got 11 points, a steal, and 3 boards in this first half. Timeout taken by Derek Shelton of the Delta West Mustangs. They're down 29-11. They trail by 18, 5:07 left to go in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
5:07 left to go in the first half. It's 29-11. The actual Eagles have the lead. Colin Shaughnessy already 11 points on this game. A 3-point shot. He's got 4 layups, 3 rebounds, and a steal. He is just so incredible here early on for the actual Eagles. But also, you can't forget Brockshaman. He's already got 9 points, 2 steals, and 3 boards as well for the Eagles. The Eagles are spreading their wings early in this one and flying. Coulter Peterson with it, driving it with his right hand to the baseline, inside from the elbow, loses the ball. Brockshaman down the court on the straightaway, and he's got a layup. I was building up there for possibly a dunk, but it's a smart decision there to take the layup. Now his 11th point of the game for Eli Brockshaman. That's also his 3rd steal, 8th turnover for Mustangs. But here Coulter Peterson drives down the short corner near side, and he shoots it for 2. Coulter Peterson now with 7 points on the game. Colin Shaughnessy, left side wing. Actually, Eagles with the blue tops, blue bombs, red stripes, and white numbering Well, as the Mustangs have the white top and bottoms, black stripes, and the black numbers. Ball hit out of bounds. And it will turn over here on possession. So Eagles will turn it over for their fifth time tonight. Mustangs will take over as they trail still by 18, 31-13. Eberle taking it down the court. Crossing up Brockerman. Stepping back to the wing. Now to Veach up at the top. He goes high. Now looks left. Fires that way. It's Penny with it. And then Veach. Veach crossing to his right and runs into the ref here on the near side. And the ref falls in here to the near side crowd. And he says, how's it going, guys? Now he has the quick conversation with everybody. Look at that. Don't know when you're going to make some friends. Sometimes you just got to fall into some people in accident. That will be the ninth turnover of the half there for the Mustangs. Now Schmidt, Detweiler, Schmedgley, Shaughnessy, and they're going to get him on a travel. Just drag that foot there when on the pump fake, and then right afterwards dribbled. That will be the sixth turnover for the Eagles. They've had back-to-back now down the court. 3:41 left to go in the second quarter. It's 31-13, still an 18-point lead for the Eagles. But it's the Mustangs who have the ball as they trail. Getting past the half-court line, Peterson, a screen for the pick-and-roll up top from Windmeyer. Now Penny, he gets the ball deflected in the traffic zone, and it looks like that's going to be a foul on the ground. That's going to be Kelby Windmeyer's second foul of the game. Donovan West, a big thing about them is the biggest thing is they're incredible shooters. They have a lot of hustle, but the depth really isn't there. They only play with about six guys, maybe at those seven on the court, unless if some guys start fouling out or getting in some real terrible foul trouble. But for the most part, they're rocking six guys all four quarters, 32 minutes of this game. Shaughnessy missed another three-point shot here, and Peterson picks up his first rebound of the game. Crossing a half court against Detweiler, and now passing behind him to Eberle. Eberle, pick and roll set. Now out to the left side. He passes up top to Windmeyer. Windmeyer, he goes to the corner with it. Now to the top of the perimeter. Inside, Isaac Idol for the first time in this game for the Mustangs. And now Windmeyer attacks to the rim. And he goes in for two for his first 2 points of the game. The draw within 16. 31-15. 2:42 to go in the second. Schmitz on the corner. Up top, Schmedgley looking squared up from the top of the perimeter. And Schmedgley goes in for three. He's got two threes in the second quarter. As a team, the Eagles have four in this first half. They are just incredible three-point shooters. Peterson nearly loses the ball, but he re-gets it. Eberle inside, loses the ball, re-gets it. He's on the wing, passes inside to Albers. Albers has to kick back up. Windmeyer using the backboard in the back of the rim. It goes off Schmidt to the board. Down the court. Shaughnessy the floater. And now a foul. 2:02 left to go in the second quarter. 19-point lead now here for the Eagles. 34-15. That foul is the first against Logan Sandman. That is an offensive foul, so it'll be a turnover. The seventh of the game for the Eagles. Just applying a man-to-man pressure. Throwing it into Colter Peterson. Peterson 1-on-1 against Detweiler. He gets it past half court on the far sideline near the scorer's table. Drives inside. Kicks to his right. No look to Idle. Idle up to the top as he flashes down to the low block. And then he cuts back out of the corner. The ball on the far side. Idle finds it at the wing. Drives into the corner. To Eberle. Eberle pressured by Schmidt. The ball nearly turned over, and it will be. Brockerman with the steal. To Idle. To Brockerman. Wide open for three, and it dinks off the back of the rim. And Peterson boards it. Peterson to his right to Eberle. Eberle with 2 threes so far in this game. He's not missed a 3-point shot. He's just been face guarded, so it's been hard to hit or take at least. Windmeyer now with back-to-back points for himself for the Mustangs. Mustangs now only trail by 17, 34-17, 1:03 to go in the second quarter. Schmitz up to the top to Hyman, who's down the game for the Eagles. 3-point shot on and end for Detweiler. 5 threes in the first half for the Eagles. 15 of their total 37 points have been from around the arc. And then the half-court violation called against Coulter Peterson. That is 10 turnovers now against the Mustangs as they trail by 20, 37-17. Dustin Veach steps back in the game here. He'll substitute in for Michael Albers for Donovan West. Donovan West trails by 20, 37-17 with 42 seconds left in the first half. It's Wyatt Detweiler, just a three-point shot with the ball. He passes left. Now it's back up top to Detweiler. Detweiler to his right, to the wing, to Brock Schumann. Now back to Detweiler again. Inside the nail, Hyman Schmitz open for three. Drives inside on the low block. Could not prioritize the use there of the backboard, and he misses the easy layup. Wendmeyer, Eberle to Peterson, trying to hold the ball to the last possible second to get a last-second shot here for the Mustangs. On the corner, Eberle with 5 seconds. Savic with three. He spins. Fadeaway shot up and in. Incredible by Justin Savic. The fadeaway to end the half from the elbow. But not only the fadeaway two, he gets fouled on his way down. He'll have a chance to go up and shoot two. That is also his first points of the game. With some poise, he goes up and he sinks it in. That is actually our first free throw shot of the game. And it comes to end the first half. The first half ending 37-20. The Axel Eagles, they lead by 17. We're back in a couple minutes for Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from the online at highlands.tdu.com. Eagles, 37-20.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to 92.1 KMZA. This is their halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. 37-20, the number two ranked in Class 1A Division 2 Axel Eagle boys are with the lead of 17, dominating the Donovan West Mustangs. Again, the closest it was last was 8-9, but then the Eagles, well, they just were able to take it away as they ended that first quarter 19-8. They scored just 10 straight to end that quarter. And then, of course, they dominated that second quarter, outscoring the Mustangs 18-12 to bring it to this 37-20. The largest lead they've had so far is just 20 points, but here just up by 17. The Mustangs, I'll tell you what, it is really difficult to attack these Eagles face on. When I mean that face on, I mean face on, because that is how close the Eagles play to you. It is so hard to get three-point shots up against a team like the Eagles, because Donovan West isn't doing that bad at shooting all around the area. You got Everly, who's 2 for 2 from around the arc. He's got 6 total points. Peterson, he's got 7 total points. Whitmire, he's got 4. And Beach, he's got 3. He had that fadeaway shot in the end one to end that first half. But again, the Eagles just make it so hard to shoot. In fact, just going back to that game against Centralia last week for Axel on Friday, that was just such an incredibly tough game for Centralia to play against the Eagles, because they only had 8 total shots in the first quarter against Axel. It was just incredible how much of a pressure man-to-man defense Axel applies, and it's so hard to get those shots up. So it's really honestly impressive that Donovan West has been able to get that steal off the rim like they have been able to, and get this game to at least be within 17 at this point. Again, right now it's just about that paint play struggling against the Eagles, but then for themselves allowing the Eagles to take three-point shots, because the Eagles, well, they absolutely fly off the board with three-point shots. As Brock Schmidt, he already has 1. Schmedgley, he's got 2. Shaughnessy, he's got 1 for, he's also got 11 points. Brock Schmidt, he's got 11 as well. And Landon Schmitz, he's got 2 points. Right now, the Eagles, they have 6 players on the board in this game. The Mustangs, they only have 4. Halftime stats, Eagles out-rebounding the Mustangs 13-7. The Eagles have taken no free throw shots in this game. Donovan West 1 for 1 for the free throw line. So our last game, the girls game, was all, felt like all free throws, but this one, absolutely none, it feels like, basically. And then for the Eagles, 5 total 3-point shots made. Mustangs only 2. 5 steals for the Eagles, none for the Mustangs. And for the turnovers, Eagles +3 as they've forced 10 total for the Mustangs, and the Eagles have only had 7. We got 4 minutes and 45 seconds until we get started with the second half of boys basketball action here in the TVL. So 2 quarters left, 16 minutes all together. Some big takeaways, some big keys as we head into the second half. Donovan West, again, limiting turnovers is the biggest thing. Taking the chance of second chance opportunities, getting there inside, crashing the boards, boxing out. I know it's hard to box out against this Eagles team. And you're looking at a roster that has 6'3", 6'5", 6'4". I mean, this entire team is just nothing but height and verticality. So you compare the matchups there. The team is a little undersized, but again, all you got to do is get your back to them and box them out, and that's all the Mustangs got to do. Boxing out, down low, getting good second-chance opportunities, taking control of the ball, and getting some more chances up to the free-throw line. If a guy's taller than you, get him to foul you. Both teams, they can really take a chance here, or an opportunity in the second half to get to the free-throw line. As for the Axel Eagles, the only thing I can say, again, for them, is just to keep doing what they're doing. They're really everything on their side. They're looking great on all fronts. The shooting, the free throw, or the three-point shot is looking phenomenal. The layoffs are looking good. They just got to hold consistent. So for the Mustangs, got to get the right gears turning here to start this third quarter and see if they can come out and get hot against the Eagles. We saw the Centralia do it on Friday. Let's see if the Mustangs can do it to start this third quarter. The Eagles still did win that game, though, but still the Detroit Panthers did make that a close one into the very end. So we'll see what the Mustangs do. We got 3 minutes until we start this second half. We'll be back in 2 here on 92.1 KMZA. 37-20, the Axel Eagles lead at half.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care, thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
9-1 on the season, 3-0 in the TVL, 7-game winning streak, outscoring their opponents 564-371 and nearly averaging 60 points a game. The Eagles are still dominating here tonight as they drove all the way down the island. That's an hour, a 20-minute drive from Axel, roughly, maybe a little less than that, but still a long drive for these boys to come up here, and here they're doing pretty well. Not a long drive for me. I'm up here at Highland. I go to Highland Community College. So again, shout out to Highland Community College as we just came out of the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home for me, especially far from debt on the Highland CC.edu. It's 37-20. The Eagles lead here by 17. And now we get started here with the second half. With it to start with possession is the Jonathan West Mustangs. Again, when I talked about those keys at halftime, the big things was rebounding, limiting turnovers, and getting to the free throw line. As right now, Jonathan West, they shoot 100%. One of one, but that's still technically considered 100%. Peterson with it. On the wing, up to Eberle. Holding on his right hand, now he drives inside. At the top of the free throw line, now passes left to Penny. Penny out to his right, to Peterson. Peterson, at the right of his hip, fires left. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Eberle fires and hits it off the back of the rim. And that one goes in for three. Eberle has yet to miss a three-point shot. He's 3 of 3 in this game. Last time he hit 3 three-pointers in a game was against Onega. Inside drive, Schmezli with the assist as Schmitz goes in for his 4th point of the game. 39-26, 7:09 left to go in the third quarter. Mustangs back with it. Eberle holding it head high against Schmitz. Man on man, played by the Eagles as Peterson has it, and he's dribbling to his right side. He fakes the give and go behind him and then keeps on dribbling to the lane. And then kicks out to Eberle on the baseline. Windmeyer, Penny. Back to Peterson. Peterson fade away from the elbow with a 3 on the shot. And it is no good. Sandman gets the board. Inside, Schmezli, and now Schmezli turns it over as Windmeyer has his 2nd steal of the game for the Eagles' 8th turnover. Skipping on the ground to Penny. Penny missing the 3-point shot, but crashing the board is Eberle. What a hustle! He picks up, he shoots the 3, and he misses his 1st of the game. Credit there to the senior, though. He absolutely crashed the board. Everyone was coming down the field thinking Axel had had it. And now Peterson gets his 1st steal of the game. Back-to-back turnovers now for the Eagles. Penny driving baseline, and he looks to, like he was trying to skip to the corner, but no one was there, so it was an easy steal for Schmezli for his 1st steal of the game. Now 11 turnovers from the Mustangs. 3-point shot, Detweiler, and getting rebounded barely by Windmeyer. He just has to do a little bit of lean back forward, but then he turns it right back over as Detweiler is in the passing lane. Now 12 turnover by the Mustangs. Schmezli driving inside the paint. He attacks the rim and will be fouled and will go up to shoot 2. Brandon Schmezli, the KU football commit, or at least he thought he was supposed to go up and shoot 2. I thought he was 2, but looks like they are going to call that contact on the ground. So Zett Weiler here will throw it in for the Eagles. Dustin Beach will substitute in for Hudson Penny for the Duff West Mustangs. Down 39-23. Eagles have the lead, and a three-point shot by Brock Schumann gets missed and crowded off the backboard by Winmeyer. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 5:28 on the main here in the third. Screen for the pick and roll up at the top from Winmeyer to Peterson. Peterson, left hand dribbling, looking to cross right. He does so between his legs. He goes between two defenders. What a move. Now to Eberle. The drive inside, short corner shot for the finesse, and he misses. Brock Schumann picking it up. Schmidt now inside. Sandman give and go to Schmidt. Credit Sandman there with the assist. He just did a little give and go to his right on the inside lane, and Schmidt was able to finish with the sixth point of the game. Peterson, he tries to drive in, and then he couldn't get it. And then Brock Schumann, a nice, he missed that one. I thought he was going to make it, but no, Brock Schumann, he missed. And then rebounded by Winmeyer. It just went off the tip of the rim. It almost went in, but it decided not to. Now kicked out here, Mustangs with the ball, three-pointer from Beach, it gets missed, and now Schmelzley makes the board. Eagles up 41-23, 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Detweiler attacks the baseline, and he goes in for two. Detweiler, 5 points now on the game, and now a timeout by the Mustangs. Derek Shelton takes another timeout here, as his team is down by 20, 43-23, it's a 30-second timeout. 4:13 left to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Krennan Prophet and Kirk Kellen back in studio. You're locked in at 2.1 KMZA. 4:13 to go in the third quarter. Up by 20, the Eagles. 43-23. It's the Mustangs with the ball. 27 seconds on the shot clock. They work with it from half court. Winmeyer, Eberle behind to his right. To Peterson. Peterson falls on the ground and slides with that right leg, and Eberle, and he gets it, and then he turns it over, and especially now has his second steal of the game, and he gets it to Shaughnessy. And Shaughnessy with his 13th of the game now, and Schmedley adds another assist for himself. He's got now two on the game. Veach with it, now nearly losing it, might just get a jump ball here in the corner. And I will turn the ball over regardless here. That is the 14th turnover of the game against Donovan West. Eagles, they only have 9 total. Eagles already here at 17 rebounds on the game. Donovan West only at 11. 3:30 left to go in the third. Up by 22 is Axel, their largest lead here. Inside, Schmidt. Sandman loses the ball. Peterson taking it away for the 10th turnover against the Eagles. Peterson, lane side drive, kicks out Veach, and it almost rattled in, but just spat on out. Schmedley crashes the board for it. And now to Shaughnessy, back to Schmedley, thinks the three. Now to Brockman, Shaughnessy, back out Schmedley. Schmedley, this time he thinks, he shoots, and he misses. Peterson with the board. 2:47 to go in the quarter. 45-23. Mustangs trail. Eberle firing to his right to Peterson. Peterson inside the lane, a pass to the paint, and inside for the first time tonight, Hayden Paulino, the 6'1" junior for Donovan West, and ooh, Shaughnessy just coming out here on his stage. He does a flip and a trick, but he looks great as he gets up. I give that a 10 out of 10 finish for Colin Shaughnessy. He stuck the landing, and now he's going to try to stick two free throws. I should have wrote a 10 out of 10 on a piece of paper and stuck it up in the air. 2:27 to go in the third quarter. Crowd grows silent as now Shaughnessy is up on the free throw line. And his first one rocks on in. Shaughnessy now with 14 points on the game. He leads his team in scoring tonight. He is chasing his 15th point. Actually looking to put in some early substitutions here. And now Shaughnessy goes 2 for 2 up at the free throw line. That's actually the first free throws we've seen shot here by the Eagles. And Shaughnessy goes 2 for 2 with it. The Eagles now have their largest lead once again, now up by 24 points, 47-43, with 2:22 to go in the third quarter. Penny from the corner goes left, and now we're going to get a kick on the court against Schmejli. .214 to go in the third quarter. Ball will be reset underneath the basket. It's not too often you see Schmejli kick the ball. Not too often in football, at least, as he only punted twice in the entire football season. It was actually 3 times. But each year, regardless with it, for the Mustangs, to the corner, to Penny. Left hand dribbling. Pumping inside, now going with it, and Windmeyer just loses the ball on his way to the basket. Not sure if there was possibly maybe contact underneath that made him lose his footing. But he will shimmy back on up, and that will be a turnover against the Mustangs. That is their 15th of the game. 47-23. Mustangs trail by 24 with 1:46 on the clock in the third. Hyman to Schmejli to Shaughnessy. Fakes the three on the baseline. Fakes the short corner shot. Goes underneath to Detweiler, and Detweiler goes in for the layup. So what an incredible pass by Shaughnessy down to Detweiler. Again, Shaughnessy, he pump faked the three, drove inside, and then as soon as he jumped up off the ground, he faked the jumper from the corner and then just went straight down with the ball, seeing Detweiler was on a way more open shot, and Detweiler was able to finish. Now to Veach, inside for the Mustangs, and he is blocked by Liebarger. Down the court, Schmejli setting up for a dunk! But Schmejli just takes the layup. He was just an inch away from maybe trying to get that one to hang in. I was really trying to pull for that one. By 51-23. 28-point lead now for the Eagles, and they get the ball right back here for Liebarger. And now Shaughnessy, Heinen couldn't go off the rim. Or couldn't go off the backboard, and he rebounded by Peterson. 51-23. Filter Peterson driving off to his right side. Hudson Penny. Now the far corner to Veach. He sets a screen for Veach. That's Windmeyer. Windmeyer, he gets it on the baseline, drives it off the backboard, and ping-pongs off a couple of Eagle heads. And Shaughnessy comes up with the board. And now Heinen will finish to the basket and draw the and one. That's his first points of the game. 7 Eagles have reached the board scoring tonight. Eagles are up by 30 for their largest lead, 53-23, with 15.2 seconds left to go this quarter. The Eagles have managed to outscore the Mustangs 16-3 in the third quarter. Heinen gets the end one and goes in with it. He's now at 3 points on the game. The Eagles are 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Far side corner is Hudson, Penny to Eberle. Eberle short corner shot. It rattles back and forward into the basket. And that will end the quarter. Eberle now with 11 points on the game. I think the Eagles actually just made a half-court shot, but the time was expired because the entire crowd reacted. But they said no good. 54-25, the Eagles have the lead by 29 points. We're back in 60 here at 92.1 KMZA. One more quarter to go.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning.
Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate. State where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the final quarter tonight. 54-25. The Eagles have the big time lead here. Of course, not a running clock in force because they only have a 29-point lead, not a 30-point lead. They did have a 30-point lead, but I really cut that down. Here they Eagles try to extend it back to 3-point lead as the Mustangs turn over to start this quarter. Heinen out to his left to Foxman, inside to Logan Sandman. Sandman out to his right, Leibauger, 3-point shot, in and out of the rim! 3-pointer by Leibauger, he is 1-for-1 today, and now that would force the running clock as the Eagles are up by 32 points. Penny to his right, to Widmeyer, kicking out, 3-point shot, pump fake, Everly not taking it, surprised since he's 3-of-4 from around the arc, he didn't let that one just release, he's been such an incredible shooter tonight, and all night, here he's screening for a 3, still not taken, 8 seconds left to go here, on the shot clock, and Penny misses, it is rebounded underneath by Sandman for his 4th board of the game, Schmitz keeps it from going out of bounds, throws it back into Brockschman. Running clock here in the fourth, 6:53 to go, 57-25. The Eagles lead by 32. Wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles take out their starters in the next couple of minutes. Schmitz inside Heinen, and that pass goes straight to Perry Smith on the near side. 6:35 to go. Ball goes out of bounds. And the Mustangs will take over here. That's the 11th turnover by the Eagles. Colter Peterson to Everly. Everly driving right now, backstepping and pedaling. Now he drives left up to the top of the perimeter and hands it out to Penny. Penny to Peterson. Peterson with it. Out behind him to his right to Penny. And just working around the perimeter in the half court. Trying to get it past half court now is Everly, who is just 4 seconds on the shot clock, 2 seconds on the shot clock, and Peterson releases it, nearly hits the three, and the rebound will be by Sandman for his 5th of the game. Underneath Heinen, and they're going to get Heinen traveling on the baseline. Eagles now with 15 turnovers on the game. They still lead by 32 points, 57-25, 5:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. Again, we got the running clock here, as is a 30-point or more lead by the Eagles. They look to improve to 10-1 on the season. Mustangs looking to fall to possibly 3-10. Here with it, Isaac Idle to Penny from the free throw line. Peterson trying to take a jumper, could not get the stick. Sandman boards it for his 6th rebound in the game. And now Penny steals the ball right back for the Mustangs. 12th turnover by the Eagles. Inside drive by Widmeyer, and he misses. Also, we have the 4th foul of the game by Kelby Widmeyer. He's now at 4 fouls total. Excuse me, his 4th foul of the game, I should say. The first foul of the quarter by either team. Eli Brockschmidt to throw it in. 4:28 left to go on the clock. Again, there's a running clock here, 57-25. The score, Eagles lead, looking to extend to an 8-game winning streak. The last team that beat them, a way higher classification team from Nebraska in Auburn. Auburn winning 64-30. Shaughnessy from the wing goes up to the top. Detweiler. Detweiler drives the right side lane inside Sandman. Sandman turns his head, black slice left, and Detweiler hits the three. Detweiler now with 8 points on the game. It's 60-25. 35-point lead for the Axel Eagles. Ball will go out of bounds here. Still running clock, 3:38 to go. Again, be sure to stay for our post-game show brought to you by B. Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best of business for commercial, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BOutdoors.com. There's also our player of the game, which I have brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. In Onega, West Portland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services with BankWithFarmers.com. Sandman makes another rebound. He's got four here this quarter alone for Axel. Just an absolute unit all around the court here for the Eagles. And then Brockman takes another three-point shot. That one goes up and in. Brockman's had no points since the first half. But there he goes. He gets back on the board. He's now at 14 points on the game. He's got two total three-pointers made. 3 minutes now left to go in the fourth quarter. Jump shot from the short corner goes out of the rim from Kelly Whitmire, and the rebound gets picked up by Brockman. And now there is a player down on the court for Donovan West. Head coach Derek Shelton will go out and sense him. We'll take a quick 50-second break here, excuse me. You're on 2.1 KMZ8. It is 63-25 with 2:49 left to go in the fourth quarter. The Eagles with the lead.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So 2 minutes and 49 seconds here left of the fourth quarter. Players still down on the court here, just kind of getting up here for an update. Probably send this back for a couple more minutes here, just letting everybody know. Score right now 63-25. I'm unsure on what player did go down on the court. I'll have that kind of updated here in a little bit. So, again, just update on the score, 63-25, 2:49 left to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take this one to break for a couple more minutes, and we'll come back here when the play resumes.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Play here resuming. It's the Eagles' ball. It is Dustin Veach, the player, but down the court. He did walk off on his own. He got up. Not sure if the wind got knocked out of him. It looks like maybe he might be holding on to his head on the bench right now. But assistant coach still there, talking to him on the side. But there is still running clock in this game. 2:25 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Score is 63-25. Again, be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by BU Outdoors Real Estate. 2:20 left to go in the fourth. Throw in here, Kaysen Keller in here for the first time for the Donovan West Mustangs. Kaysen Keller, the 5'10 freshman with it. Actually, I had some time when I got here earlier tonight. I had the opportunity to see Kaysen Keller play at JV, and he was actually one of the JV kids who just really stood out for me for Donovan West, and it looks like actually the rest of the JV, we have full JV teams out here on the court for both sides, as both sides will clear out their varsity starters, and JVs will take the action here with the last 1 minute and 43 seconds left to play. Shot blocked up in the air by Donovan West's Hayden Paulino. Down the court now, Isaac Idle with it. Left-hand dribbling, passes left. Going to Levi York. Levi York with the ball, dribbles left. Now inside to Paulino. Fakes inside, kicks back out to Tabin Clary. It's the Donovan West Mustangs with the ball with 1:15 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, the running clock with the score being 63-25. A 38-point lead here for the Axel Eagles. They have just been so down on the season. They have won, again, they have put 99 points against teams. They have put 83. They've held teams at 9 points to end games. They have just been so successful in nearly every game that they have played. The dominance, feel like it just has not stopped. Inside for the Axel Eagles with it, Bill Liebarger. Dribbling between his legs, drives inside on the low block, trying to use the backboard, fighting for it, rips his own rebound, and then it is taken away by Kaysen Keller. Kaysen Keller with it, shot clock gets turned off as now we're under 20 seconds left now. 16 seconds remain on the game clock. The score 63-25 as it stands. Both teams not having scored since having their starters in this game. 3-point shot here taken by Tabin Clary, the sophomore by the Mustangs. 2 seconds left to go. Underneath the basket. Pump faking at the very end. And off the bench, Blaze Blissing. The senior scores here for the Axel Eagles. And that will wrap up our game here. The Axel Eagles taking the big victory here of up by 35 points to finish. We'll be back for our post-game show brought to you by BU Outdoors Real Estate as well as our player of the game. Stay locked in 92.1 KMCA.
Over?
Did
you say over?
I'm not going to let... They shut
nothing
the
is over
off.
Until
they
we decided it.
Off.
35.
Hey, this is Ryan Lincoln.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the BU Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
65.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, certified dietary manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same. Same meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu option, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Whoa. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. No land.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here for the final time here on 92.1 KMZA for our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. Online out, BLDoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, BankWithFarmers.com. The Axel Eagles, they took a 65-28 victory. They outscored the Mustangs 28-8 alone in the second half, 37-20 in the first. That first half ended 37-20 on the game. The Eagles out-rebounding unofficially. The Mustangs 26-16 won the turnover margin by plus five, 16-11 there. They had six more steals than the Mustangs as the Eagles finished with 11. The Eagles finished this game with eight total threes, which is incredible. 24 of their total 65 points, a third of their points nearly was from that three-point line. Just absolutely great numbers for them there. Only three three-pointers were hit by the Mustangs. Both teams did not miss a free throw shot as the Eagles went 3-for-3 at the free throw line and the Mustangs went 1-for-1. They just needed to get more opportunities and chances up there, but they just couldn't do it. For the Mustangs, leading on their scoring, Epperly, he led the game with his total of 11 points and 2 rebounds. Peterson, he was followed quickly behind with 7 points, 4 boards, and 2 steals. For the Axel Eagles, their leading scorer and our player of the game, again brought to you by the Farmers State Bank at Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with bankwithfarmers.com. Colin Shaughnessy finished with 15 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. What a great night for Colin Shaughnessy, the 6-foot junior. I have a chance to talk to his cousin, James Shaughnessy, and he always tells me that, you know, Colin is one of the most talented shooters on this team, and he can get going. And when he was not, the thing is though, he's a great player all around because not only when he knows he's not in those shots, he'll go inside. And we saw in that second quarter, his shots weren't going in from the outside. So what did he do? He adjusted and then he just started attacking the rim. And he got 8 straight layups nearly, basically in a row. And from there on, it started to get him more open and more confident on the outside. Then he just started banging off shots from the out. And that's what you want from a player like him. Be able to finish with. He also went 2-for-2 from the free throw line. So again, the Axel Eagles, they take the victory 65-28. The boys now improve to 10-1 on the year. They're now extended an 8-game winning streak. Dauphin West drops to 3-10 on the season. Again, for the girls game, the Dauphin West girls, they won by the margin 45-33 over the Axel Eagle girls, with the Lady Mustangs going to 10-2 and the Lady Eagles dropping to 6-7. Up next for the Eagles on their schedule, they will play Lourdes Central Catholic and Wabunsee. And for the Dauphin West Mustangs, they will play Blue Valley Randolph DeKalb and at Centralia next Tuesday. That game will also be on 92.1 KMZA. This has been Crin and Profit, a part of 92.1 KMZ and the MSU Sports Radio Network, and also Kirk Tillman back in studio. Thank you for tuning in tonight.